Today we're stretching a classic Amen variation into something smoky, deep, and totally warehouse ready in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not just about making the break longer. The real move is keeping the swing, the snap, and the attitude of the Amen, while turning it into a hazy loop that feels like it's echoing around concrete walls at 3 a.m. We want that worn tape energy, that ghostly top end, those rugged little edits that still push the track forward. This works great for drum and bass, jungle and rolling bass music, especially if you're around that 160 to 175 BPM zone. So let's get into it. First, choose a good Amen source. You want a break that already has character. Look for clear kick and snare transients, a bit of room tone, some ghost notes, and not too much heavy processing already baked in. The more life is in the source, the better this will work when we start stretching it. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. Set your project tempo to whatever you're aiming for. If you want that classic DNB pressure, 170 BPM is a great starting point. For harder jungle energy, go a touch faster. For a heavier roll, maybe sit a little lower. Now the important part. Find the groove anchors. Don't think of this as just snapping everything to the grid. Think in layers of time. The kick and snare are your spine, and the ghost notes are the haze around it. Zoom in and place warp markers around the main hits, especially the snare. If the break drifts a little, that's okay. In fact, a little looseness can make it feel more human and more smoky. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro. That's usually the safest choice for a full loop stretch with some texture still intact. Keep the settings fairly neutral at first. If the break starts to feel too crunchy or too blurry, adjust the grain-related controls until it sits right. If you want a more smeared, atmospheric feel, texture mode can also be really nice, especially on longer sections. Now stretch the break into a longer phrase. If the original is one bar, try stretching it to two bars for a more open warehouse loop, or to 1.5 bars if you want that broken jungle tension. The big thing here is not to stretch everything uniformly and assume the job is done. Protect the snare. Let ghost notes smear a little. Let some hits lean behind the beat. That asymmetry is part of the vibe. If you want more control, slice the break to a new MIDI track and turn it into a drum rack. That's great for rearranging hits, muting certain pieces, or adding little fills and stutters. But for this lesson, I'd keep the main body as audio so it stays fluid and stretched, then use slices only for extra edits and details. That hybrid approach is really powerful. Next, build a variation instead of a straight copy. Remove one kick near the end of the phrase, delay a ghost snare slightly, duplicate a tiny snare tail, cut the break early before it fully resolves. These tiny changes make the loop feel alive. A good Amen variation should feel familiar, but not predictable. Now we get to the tone shaping, and this is where the smoky warehouse character really comes alive. Start with EQ8. Clean up the bottom a little. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz so the sub can breathe. If the break gets boxy, dip a bit in the 250 to 400 Hz range. And if the top end is too sharp, roll off a little above 8 to 10 Khz. But don't kill all the air. You still want some hiss, some texture, some life. Then add drum bus. This is one of the best tools for making DNB breaks hit harder. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%. Use crunch gently if you want a little more bite. If the stretch softened the break too much, bring transients up a touch. And be careful with boom. You want weight, not mud. After that, add saturator. A little soft clipping can go a long way here. Just a few dB of drive can add density, and make the break feel like it's sitting in the room with you instead of floating in a sterile digital space. Keep an eye on the output so you're matching levels properly. Then use glue compressor to lock the break together. Nothing crazy. You're looking for cohesion, not flattened transients. A small amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB, is enough to glue the hits together and make the loop feel finished. For space, use hybrid reverb on a return track rather than drowning the dry drums. That's a big teacher tip right there. If you want smoky ambience, add the room after the fact instead of stretching the break harder and harder. Usually, space sounds more natural than overprocessing. Try a decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, a bit of pre-delay, and filter the reverb return so the low end stays clean and the high end stays soft. Echo can add a really nice dubby movement too. Use it subtly. A sync delay time like an eighth note dotted or a quarter note, low feedback, and some filtering can make the break feel like it's bouncing through a massive concrete chamber. Then use auto filter for motion. You can automate a gentle low pass sweep into a build or breakdown, or just slightly close the filter on certain sections to make the loop feel like it's moving through smoke. Keep resonance modest so it doesn't get too whistly or obvious. At this point, At ambience layers, a stretched amen gets way more interesting when it lives inside a sonic environment. Bring in a quiet noise loop, a field recording, a reverse cymbal, some vinyl crackle, or a distant industrial texture. Process that layer with EQ8, auto filter, maybe some hybrid reverb, and use utility to keep it controlled. This layer should support the break, not fight it. Now make room for the bass. This is crucial. In drum and bass, the break has to work with the sub, not against it. Keep the break slow and tidy. Let the sub own the deepest range. If the kick and bass are stepping on each other, carve some space. A smoky break should feel like it's floating above the sub, not blocking it. For arrangement, think like a real record. Start with a filtered intro and just a few pieces of the break. Then bring in the full stretched loop during the build. Open the filter, add some delay send, and let the ghost notes come forward. On the drop, tighten things up a bit. Reduce the reverb slightly so the drums hit harder. In the breakdown, let the break get wetter and more washed out. A really nice trick is to cut everything for a quarter bar right before the drop, then slam the full break back in. That re-entry can feel huge. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't overstretch without checking warp markers. Don't kill all the high end, because smoky doesn't mean lifeless. Don't overcompress, or you'll flatten the groove. Don't drown the main break in too much reverb. And definitely don't forget to leave space for the bass. If you want to go further, try parallel processing. Duplicate the break or use a return channel with extra saturation, drum bus, and EQ to add aggression underneath the main loop. Try micro edits like a reversed slice, a tiny stutter, or muting one kick every four bars. Those little details make the loop feel handcrafted. Also, monitor the break at low volume sometimes. If it still grooves quietly, your transient balance is probably working. And check mono compatibility early, because width is cool, but the core drum body still needs to hit when things collapse down. So here's the big picture. Pick a strong amen source. Warp it carefully, usually with Complex Pro as your starting point. Stretch it with intention. Keep the kick and snare strong. Let the ghost notes breathe and shape the texture with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, hybrid reverb, echo, and auto filter. Then arrange it like a living loop that evolves over time. Do it right, and the break won't just sound stretched. It'll sound haunted, heavy, and ready for the dark side of the dance floor. For practice, try building a 2-bar smoky MN loop right now. Load the break, warp it in Complex Pro, stretch it from 1 bar to 2, add at least 3 warp markers, remove 1 kick and 1 hat, process it with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and a hybrid reverb send, then automate the filter to close slightly on the second bar. Export a 4-bar loop with the break, a sub, and a simple atmosphere layer. If you want an extra challenge, make one version that's tighter and punchier, and another that's more smeared, dark, and ghostly. That's the move. One break, stretched with taste, and turned into a full atmospheric weapon.